Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 22nd of October, 2007. It's the birthday of Anne Rule, born in Lowell, Michigan, 1935. She wanted to be a police officer, but she had bad eyesight, so she started writing about criminals instead. She signed a contract in 1975 to write a book about a series of unsolved murders of women in the Seattle area. And when the police announced the main suspect, she was horrified to realize that she knew the man. His name was Ted Bundy. She'd volunteered with him at a suicide hotline center. He'd often walked her to her car. When she saw the evidence that he was indeed the killer, she became physically ill. She eventually uncovered the fact that all of his victims resembled his ex-fiancée who had rejected him. It took her just 3 months to write her book, The Stranger Beside Me. It came out in 1980, one of the best-selling true crime books ever written. It's the birthday of Doris Lessing, born in Kermanshah, Persia, which is now Iran, in 1919. Her father moved the family to Zimbabwe. He started a tobacco farm. He was a gold prospector as well. The family lived in a mud and thatch house, sleeping under mosquito net. The little girl Doris would fall asleep at night to the sound of her mother playing Chopin at the piano. And in the village down the hill, they were beating on drums. Doris Lessing was married when she was just 19. She became a housewife and a mother, and then decided to become a writer. She got divorced. She went to London after World War II. Her first novel was The Grass Is Singing in 1950, about a white woman in southern Rhodesia who has an affair with her African house servant. But the book that made her famous was The Golden Notebook in 1962, about a writer named Anna who keeps four separate writing notebooks, one for memories, one for politics, one for fiction, and one for her thoughts. And it's the birthday of the novelist Ivan Bunin, born near Voronezh, Russia in 1870, author of short stories about landowners and peasants, work that was difficult to translate, but there have been two new translations of Bunin's short stories in the last few years, Selected Stories in 2002 and The Elagin Affair in 2005. Here's a poem for today by Ron Kirchy, entitled Nancy Drew. Merely pretty, she made up for it with vim, and she got to say things like, "But gosh, what of these plans should fall into the wrong hands?" And it was pretty clear she didn't mean plans for a party or a trip to the museum, but something involving espionage and a Nazi or two. In fact, the handsome exchange student turns out to be a fascist sympathizer. When he snatches Nancy, along with some blueprints, she knows he has something more sinister in mind than kissing with his mouth open. Locked in the pantry of an abandoned farmhouse, Nancy makes a radio out of a shoelace and a muffin. Pretty soon, the police show up, and everything's hunky-dory. Nancy accepts their thanks, but she's subdued. It's not like her to fall for a cad. Even as she plans a short vacation to sort out her emotions, she knows there will be a suspicious waiter, a woman in a green off-the-shoulder dress, and her very jittery husband. Very well. But no more handsome boys like the last one. The part in his hair that was sheer propulsion, that way he had of lifting his eyes to hers over the custard, those feelings that made her not want to be brave, confident and daring, polite, sensitive and caring. A poem titled Nancy Drew by Ron Kirchy from his collection Fever, published by Red Hen Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.